Before we explore this exciting week, let's do a quick review. We focused on the first two periods in our puppy's development. The prenatal period, which includes prior to and during pregnancy, and the neonatal period, the first 2 weeks of their lives. Now let's look at the transition period, that interesting time when our neonates rapidly turn into puppies. Transition begins around 2 weeks of age, once the pups can see, and ends 7 to 10 days later once their ears have opened. Like the first two periods, the timing of the transition period is pretty stable across breeds. It begins and ends with the same events at about the same time. So it doesn't matter if you have a Yorkie or a Kuvaz, your pup will go through the transition period between days 14 and 21. Transition stage puppies differ from those in the neonatal period in many ways. We call this the Mr. Magoo stage because transition pups are very nearsighted. Even by 3 weeks, their retinas remain immature, so you'll see them peering myopically at even very large objects. They won't develop their adult capability for many months. At the start of this period, pups' ears are still sealed, but as the week progresses, you'll notice the ear canal deepening until by the end of this stage, they can hear. Like their vision, pups don't immediately hear well, however. They'll notice an alert to sounds, but won't be able to locate them initially. Transition pups begin to explore their environment, initially using scenting, but gradually using their eyes as vision develops. As you can hear, the pups are much more vocal now. Last week they cried when cold, sick, or hungry. Now they complain loudly when they get separated from their litter mates, their dam leaves them, or most of all when she sticks her head in the box to check on them but doesn't come in to nurse. Transition stage pups need bedding that provides good traction. If they have slippery bedding, they won't develop good coordination, muscle strength, and orthopedic help. However, if their bedding provides good footing, they'll begin toddling and eventually walking. They'll move around the whelping box and climb onto and over toys. They can even back up now. They'll begin to engage each other and their mother in play, and will start sending social signals like wagging their tails and even growling. The pups can pee and poop on their own, so unless their mother is very diligent, the whelping box becomes dirtier now. You should be prepared to replace whelping box bedding far more often. But with improved movement, pups are able to be potty trained, so we'll discuss the details of this in a later section. The transition period is a high point for breeders because the pups are increasingly able to get out of their dam's way as she moves around the whelping box and lies down. So as this week progresses, pups are at less risk of getting laid on. If you usually monitor your neonate puppies 24/7, you can begin to relax your vigilance this week. The pups continue to mature as their brains and the rest of their nervous systems complete their development. Their brain continues to grow in size and complexity through synaptic creation and pruning. As with the neonatal period, the pup's brain is extremely sensitive to stress, and its nerves continue to myelinate. Let's take a look at each of these in a little more detail and what they mean for how we're going to handle our pups. Most folks think puppy nervous systems grow simply by adding more nerve cells or neurons. However, that's not the case. Pups are born with more neurons than they'll need in a lifetime, so some get pruned and others get enhanced through the creation of more connections. These images show us how the nervous system develops from birth on the left to adulthood on the right. Each panel has the same number of cells. What's changed is that the nerve cells have added more connections between them. The body determines which synapses to prune and which to enhance based on the old adage, use it or lose it. Nerve connections that are needed are strengthened, but those that are seldom or never used are eliminated. Yep, this early in our pups' lives, they need to use their brains and bodies if they're to develop fully. But we need to remember that transition pups' nervous systems aren't myelinated yet. Between 2 and 3 weeks, many of our pups' nerves look like the nerve cell on the left. It doesn't have any myelin, and the impulses move slowly, if at all, down it. It isn't until the sensitive period that pups' nerves look and work like the speed demon on the right. Just look at the difference in speed between these nerve cells, based solely on myelination. Since the ability to think and learn depends upon this, transition puppy brains process slowly. As a result, the puppies struggle to learn and control their bodies and have a difficult time making associations. This inability to learn and process means we need to have minimal expectations of transition stage puppies. They'll continue to end up behind their mother, stuck on the wrong side of toys, or get caught onto the pig rail. This isn't because they're dumb. It's because their brain is functioning very slowly. Our goal during this period and beyond is to safely stimulate myelin growth through their environment and nursing. Remember, pups' nervous systems lay down more myelin when they hear, see, feel, and taste new things, with an emphasis on novelty. They respond to these experiences and are able to practice learning things like walking, very simple things, and when they show an active interest and mental effort involved in these activities. Our job then during the transition period is to design an environment and activities that keep puppies safe and stimulate their senses and brains. One of the most important aspects is providing stress in the lives of our transition puppies. Small amounts of controlled stress are beneficial to puppies. Challenges like climbing over mom or toys in the whelping box are perfect stressors for pups this week. These experiences enable the pup's body to feel stress, but then to return to a calm state in a relatively short period of time, thus setting the stage for healthy stress management in adulthood. We also continue to do early neurologic stimulation through day 16. After that, the opening of their eyes and then their ears provide more than enough stress for pups. However, stress can become toxic if a puppy or its mother has frequent stressful experiences like abuse or neglect. Maternal distress or aggression, constant ambient temperatures that are too cold or too warm, or inadequate nutrition causes distress in puppies. When pups are faced with too much stress or trauma, their body releases the hormone cortisol. High levels of cortisol cause brain cells to die and reduce the connections between cells, harming vital brain circuits. In other words, the brain's wiring can be severely and permanently damaged if a transition puppy is exposed to repeated negative stress, especially without the calming presence of an attentive mother. High-quality mothering during this period consistently lowers levels of cortisol in puppies' brains. Yet another reason to select for good mothers when choosing both your puppies and your breeding stock. As brain development continues, transition puppies also become extremely sensitive to their environment, as their brains become open to the outside world for the first time through all of their senses. This environmental sensitivity peaks during the sensitive period, but it's still important to our more limited transition stage puppies. However, even though pups are beginning to interact with the world, they have no wariness or fear. Because of this, transition pups don't recognize danger and can't keep themselves safe. Thus, we have to do this for them. The whelping box issues we discussed in Module 4.3 still apply to this period, so you might want to go back and review them now. As a result of this combination of developmental activities, pups are able to learn about their world, but very slowly. So, what are appropriate developmental goals for pups during this week? First and foremost, brain development. Pups learn that they're dogs and begin to bond with their dam, litter mates, and other dogs. Although we want to spend time interacting with transition puppies, bonding to humans begins in earnest next week. Limited learning does occur, but more important is proprioception, as coordination steadily improves if pups are given the chance to use their bodies. High-quality mothering, small physical challenges, and good nutrition set the stage for healthy bodies this week. And as pups' senses wake up, we continue their introductions to people, new sights, and scents. If and only if you have household dogs that love puppies and are appropriate with them at this age, you can begin introducing your pups to other dogs. However, because transition pups learn at such a slow rate, there's no reason to do any manners training with them this week. There's time enough for that during the sensitive period. Well, there you have it. Transition pups are amazing, if limited, so let's get started developing them.